Marianne Grossman, Ira Kramer joining us. Rocky Horror comes to Penobscot Theater Company playing through the 13th of July. Let me start with you, Marianne. How much fun is it to work with this group on this absolutely crazy show?
It is so much fun. We have such a great cast and crew and creative team. It's been such a blast.
And Ira, for you, a homecoming of sorts, your second time doing the show at Penobscot Theater Company, though not the same character. And I'm not going to say you've aged out. That is not for me to say.
Well, you know, I don't mind. I don't mind you saying it. You know, Brad is not a 36-year-old man, and that's what I am these days. No, it's fun to have had a relationship with this show. Doing it as Brad Majors, also kind of earlier in my professional acting career, and now kind of coming full circle and transitioning to the character of Riff Raff. After having, you know, worked a lot more extensively, and so it's been fun to take what I know of it and apply it to it, but then also completely forget that and embody a completely new character.
Marianne, were you a fan of Rocky Horror before this? Had you seen the movie? Had you seen any of the theatrical productions?
My first time seeing it was as a freshman in college, which feels like the classic experience, and I saw a shadow cast version, so it was the film with a cast sort of doing a performance in front of it. But I've never seen the musical before, so this is a little bit different.
What about you, Ira? Had you seen it before you did it 10 years ago?
I sure had not, or I think maybe I got cast and I was like, I guess I should probably watch that movie. and so I did, and I was like, oh cool, what did I sign up for? And but you know, and I say that affectionately, because it really is a lot of fun, and I think it's both fun for the actors and for the creative team and for everybody on stage and who's close to the production. And then it's also just fun for audience members. But yeah, my first experience with this show, both seeing the movie as well as doing it, were kind of, you know, synonymous, happened in the same breath.
I was talking about this with Jonathan, and it's silly, it's crazy, it's outrageous. But at the same time, there's a message there, too, underneath all of that, about acceptance and love and friendship and so much more. It's deeper than it appears on the surface.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that there's you can kind of get whatever version of this show that you want. I think that's what makes it really captivate a wide audience. If you want a rock and roll show, you're going to get a rock and roll show. If you really start to kind of listen to the words and experience the text and analyze it a little bit more, there really is that undercurrent of love and acceptance. I say that, you know, being who kind of ends up being the villain at the end, but truly, I think it's a really important message for us to remind ourselves of, regardless of where we are in the world at any time, to love on those and try to lead with kindness and accept those and know that there can be repercussions if we don't.
All right, I'll ask you each this. Let's start with you, Marianne. What's your favorite song to perform in the show?
Oh my gosh. I think Time Warp is such a classic, like, this is Rocky Horror. And we have some nods to the movie choreo. And I think that'll be really fun for audiences. And I'm kind of in that, but I also get to watch some of it. So that's really exciting for me. And then also, Damn It, Janet is super fun.
Ira, what about for you?
I think probably over at Frankenstein's Place. I'm getting ready to Riff Raff is getting ready to make their entrance. And I really enjoy listening to the cast. And then it's the first time that Riff Raff is revealed and gets to sing. So that's both exciting for me as an actor, but then also kind of as an audience member, getting to really hear like some of these nice tight harmonies and how awesome the cast sounds before I make my, before I shuffle and hunch on stage.
You mentioned the cast. It is a killer cast of local favorites. Who are some of the other folks that audience members will get to see?
Dominic Varney.
Chrissy Robinson, Heather Libby.
The list goes on. Yeah, there's, and the list continues. It's been really cool seeing some of these younger folks to be part of this cast that were part of the Dramatic Academy program, and seeing, you know, Mari, for you too, that's getting to experience that progression. And again, another sort of full circle moment, at least for me, having had my, as I talked about before, my previous relationship with this show, doing it as Brad, but then also kind of having some of these previous relationships with some of these younger actors who are not so young anymore and are, and are adults and really kind of coming into their own. That's been a lot of fun. So I think, you know, for any of the Penobscot Theater patrons who have ever seen a Dramatic Academy show, this is a wonderful opportunity to see how important that program is, and then look at that progression and see it and kind of like in real time.
And what's that like for you to work now as a colleague and a peer with Ira in a different role? You've come up through the program through the years. We were talking before we went on that you were in that wonderful, amazing production of Mary Poppins a couple of years ago. What's it like now to be at this position in your career with Penobscot Theater?
It's really exciting. It feels very fun. I told Ira and Grace, our choreographer, I told them on the first day that it's so nice to be working with them as an adult, because I've worked with, I think, everyone in the cast before, but it's different now as a fully fledged human to be able to interact and perform. And it's really exciting.
And Ira, can you talk about some of the folks behind the scenes, making the magic, the tech crew, the music folks?
Sure. Last night we had our Vondel probe, which is the first time that we're connecting with the band, and then we're kind of like wandering and spacing through our choreography. And we were in mics. So gentleman Eric doing the sound design, it was really excellent to look at where we were at the beginning of the night to see how that progressed to the end of the night. Our fearless director, Matt Hawkins, has been really incredible. And it's been fun to kind of dig and unearth some more of the nuances of this story, because it can feel very surfacey, but I think we've really done a good job at analyzing that. Grace Livingston Kramer has my wife.
She's tough to work with. I've worked with her. She's awesome.
It's been an absolute raspberry seed in my molar. No, it's been wonderful working with her as a choreographer. And then Phil Burns, I was talking about the band there. He's kind of both our fearless leader for all of our singing and musical moments, but also the fearless leader of the band. And it was just really fun to watch all that happen. Then, of course, we have the tech team, which is, you know, we hit the stage on Tuesday. We saw a progression of elements of the stage that we can interact with. Yesterday, that's going to continue to progress through this weekend. And that's really a testament to that entire crew, and all the hard work that they do to support the stories that we tell. Cause we don't get to do those shows without, their skill and expertise.
Now, I should mention, like you, my first experience, I think, was as a freshman in college seeing the movie. But for people who have only done that, please do not plan on yelling at the characters or throwing things at the stage. These are live actors, people, so don't hurt them. Be a good audience member.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe don't throw stuff at us, but I think we're totally prepared for callbacks.
All right. You
know,
okay.
If people come, you know, we have been integrating that into our rehearsal process. Nice. In preparation that, you know, oh, there's a callback that might come here. Not that we expect it. And if it doesn't happen, then that's fine. We'll continue on with the scene. But there have been a couple of times where the callbacks have been very ample. And it's like, oh, that is said there. That's very silly and maybe even vulgar and fun, but I wasn't expecting it. But now I think we're prepared as the actors.
Well, can't wait for it. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Penobscot Theater Company presenting Rocky Horror Show through the 13th of July. PenobscotTheater.org for tickets and information. Call the theater 942-3333 or just stop by the box office at the historic Bangor Opera House and bring an end to this terrific 51st season by checking out this talented group of performers making you laugh and sing along and you maybe even yell at them, Rocky Horror. Thank you both so much for being with us. Break legs.
Thank you so much for having us.